Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina while practicing the Qi running method. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. It's about 10 to 10 on Saturday night, December the 11th. We got back from our Christmas program at our church. I did a actual lip sync, me and another girl, to Bing Crosby, and I think it was Dinah Shore sang with him. That was part of our program tonight, and had on a red jacket I did with a pipe and the small brim hat and a green ascot, black pants, black shoes, white shirt. I think it was pretty funny. Program was had a serious part to it, but that part of it was, there were some funny parts in the beginning of it. A couple of numbers, one I was involved with that one, and then there was another one the group I worked with did one by themselves. They were the Andrews, the Bing sisters, and I was Crosby Bing, but anyway, it was pretty funny. We did White Christmas. Got back from that and was checking the weather report, and I know over the last two or three days they've been calling for rain, and 35 tonight and a high tomorrow of like 40. But I just checked on the hourly forecast and it said that the rain basically is to be over by like 5 in the morning, and it drops from 80% down to like 20% and then 10% at 10 o'clock, which would be race time. But this afternoon, Cindy and I went over and went to Victory Junction Camp itself, picked up my packet. It's really a very, very cool place. Has a race car theme, of course, and there are several buildings, which everything from a theater to a gymnasium where we actually went in to pick up our packet. And everything is a theme of a race, something dealing with racing. And where we went in for the to pick up the packets, it was the Michael Waltrip Marathon Center, I think it's called, but it's actually a gymnasium, and it has a big figure of him outside like a caricature. He must have donated a significant amount of money towards it or something, I'm not sure. But be that as it may, it's a neat place. And I checked the email and found out that the family's going to be able to go, and they will be able to go in the gym or any of the other buildings that are right there nearby, the different facilities that they have. They'll be able to sort of tour them, as it were, and it'll be warm and they can stay dry if it is rainy, but it will be cold if not rainy. It's supposed to be getting windy also, and very, very cold Monday. The high is freezing and the low Monday night is 15, so we're getting right back into a bitter cold spell. But tomorrow, if the rain holds off, we're looking at between 35 and 40 come race time, and temperature slowly dropping as the day goes on. So we'll see. Maybe it'll be like the program tonight. Nothing went perfectly, and then tonight it all came together, and all the music, the band, the choir, all the specials, the acting, everything came together, and it went off without a hitch. So hopefully that'll be the case tomorrow. I did, when Cindy and I went to Randleman, ended up in Asheboro. Did go to Zico's, one of our favorite Italian places, and ate spaghetti. She had stromboli. And then tonight, before I went over for the program, I had to go over early. I ate a sweet potato, which was cooked in the microwave. And I ate a chicken salad sandwich. And I believe I ate an orange. And just a bit ago, I ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, grape jelly. I also ate or drank a glass of milk, and ate, what was it? Oh, a Pop-Tart, a high-fiber Pop-Tart. So that's what I've had tonight. In the morning, probably peanut butter and jelly sandwich with a banana, and might drink a little bit of juice, and I am planning to drink coffee. We bought some coffee today at Aldi's, and I've not been drinking caffeine since Thursday. I didn't drink any today, didn't drink any yesterday. And in the morning, we're going to make good stout coffee. Begin to drink it here, and then I'll have try to get it finished up by about 8:30 or quarter to 9. I'll take it with me. We are going to need to catch the bus over at the Level Cross, which is the community there near Randleman. Level Cross, we're going to catch the bus at the community center there and ride it over to Victory Junction Camp because they're not allowing cars in, and the race starts at 10. And I already noticed that the one next year is going to be September the 24th. They've already moved it, I think, for a couple of reasons. Number one, the weather continues to be a problem. Potentially it was last year, and we may have dodged a bullet this year. Hopefully we have. And also, the North Carolina Marathon is moving to November, and I'm sure that they would rather complement that rather than compete with it. So I think that may have something to do with the move as well. So next year it will be the end of September, or toward the end of September. Hopefully I will be able to run it, but I don't know. We'll just wait and see. But the race begins at 10. A NASCAR chaplain is going to conduct a short worship service at 9 o'clock, which we do plan to attend if we can get there. We're going to leave here in the morning, no later than quarter to 8. It's probably 22 miles from here to Level Cross. And so we're looking forward to that. Tonight, right now, it's about 10 to 10, as I said. I think I said that. If I didn't, it's about 5 to 10 now. But I'm looking in my bag that they gave me, and I've got a nice gray long sleeve cotton t-shirt with the Victory Junction logo on the front and all the sponsors on the back, including the Penguin, John Bingham. I think he's supposed to be there each and every year. I've got my Run to Victory with him on it and my name. I'm number 239, and my name is actually spelled in the top of it, Roland. And it says, Feel Your Heart Race. And then I've got a nice water bottle from Genuity Concepts, Innovative Promotional Products, Run to Victory 12-12-2010. It's a hard plastic bottle made for cold beverages with a screw on top, which is pretty nice. And I've got some Aquaphor Advanced Therapy for Dry Cracked Skin, which tomorrow we could get. And then I've got Shop New Balance, $10 off plus free shipping on a $99 or more purchase with promo code, which unfortunately I just bought another pair of 769s about 2 to 3 months ago. They're in my closet, and I don't need any more New Balance shoes. Now, if they were selling me something else, I would probably be interested. Here's some photos that we're going to be able to buy. 20% of the sales go back to the charity. Compare Us, it says. Heal Events is the name of it, with other competitors. A 5x7 is $6.99. They say competitors charge $17.99. 8x10 is $10.99. A competitor is $22.95. And a digital download is $14.99. A competitor is $44.95. And I may buy pictures, a picture or two, I don't know. It's kind of like, you know, you want to buy one for your first marathon, your first half, which I've done, but do I want to keep buying them for every race? Probably not, and I haven't done that either. But Bert is taking pictures tomorrow, Lord willing, and I probably can get some from him very inexpensively as well. And then I've also got a pen here, a lapel pen. It's an enameled colored pen with the tack on the back where you stick it through and then you tack it on, you know, push it through the clasp. It's got Walmart at the top and then Victory Junction, their logo. 5th annual Run to Victory. So that's what's in my goodie bag. And then an ad for a Moorhead High School in Eden, North Carolina. They're having a Run to the End Zone March 12th, 2011. And there's information about that. And then I do have two cup holders to keep your drink warm, or cold, I guess, sunshinesneakers.com that I can use. And finally, they gave us one of the Walmart reusable shopping bags, because Walmart is a significant sponsor for the race and also for Victory Junction. And I did find out today, I didn't realize this, but Paul Newman was also one of the founders of this camp, as well as Kyle and Kyle Petty and his wife and Richard and Linda Petty, who are Kyle's parents, in memory of Kyle's son and Richard and Linda's grandson, of course, Adam Petty, who died in a race car accident. So, and on my race number, I did notice it says, do not remove, don't fold it. And they did tell me today that the chip is actually in this material that's on the back of the number. So there's no tag to tie to our shoe, which is not a bad thing. So that's something a little bit new. So if it's not going to be raining, I'm not as concerned. I think I'm going to wear dress in two layers tomorrow, a long sleeve and a short sleeve. Probably just wear shorts. We'll wear my ear warmers, my cap, my gloves. I wasn't going to wear my belt, but I think I probably will, and put my packs in the front. And in the morning, I told you what I'm planning to eat earlier. Peanut butter and jelly, probably with a banana, maybe some juice, and then the coffee. And I will take a non-caffeine gel 15 minutes before the race. And then at 45 minutes, we'll take caffeine stinger. And then at an hour and a half, we will take non-caffeine stinger, and that should do me. So I need three of those, and I've already put those aside. Going to be wearing my Saucony Pro Guide 2s tomorrow. They're great shoes. I really, really like them, and I feel good. It's just I haven't run as much this week, and so obviously I'm feeling a little antsy and wondering how we're going to do, but I'm going to give it my best shot. Don't know how it's going to go, but we're going to enjoy it just the same, and I'm sure it'll be fine. So we will pick up the podcast in the morning. May record a little bit before the race, I'm not sure, or it might be after the race is over. But by the way, you're listening to episode 77 of the 20 Minute Runner podcast, and it's great to have you along. Well, Cindy and I are on the bus, and this one is full. Holiday Tours in Randleman, which we've taken a trip to Disney World with them several years ago, only time I've ever been to Florida. Evidently they've hired out their drivers and a couple of buses, and they're transporting us. We had to meet at the community center, and they're going to take us over to the camp and drop us off. Cindy's here, her mom and daddy are with us, and
Merry Christmas.
That was her. And Bert is here. He's taking some pictures. He said he'd thought twice about whether to come or not because it is raining. It's not a heavy rain, but just a good drizzle. Probably near 40 degrees. It's going to be a little bit cool for the race, but anyway, it's maybe it won't be too bad. So, how are you feeling?
Great.
Are you really?
Yes. I love rain.
Yeah, but you're not going to have to be out there in it.
Well, my prayers are with you.
We're going to need them. Again, I don't know how we'll do today. It depends on how we feel. But this morning when I got up at 6, took Odie out for breakfast. I ate a peanut butter and banana sandwich and a cup of yogurt. And I did drink a cup of coffee at home and then drank almost a full screw top type tumbler. Finished it about 10 minutes ago. Right now it's about 8:30, so an hour and a half before the race, I've drank quite a bit of coffee, which is good. Got my belt, make sure, yeah, with my gels and stuff, so we'll be taking a gel about 15 minutes before the start. Drank some juice as well, apple and I think it was grape, or was it apple cranberry? I can't remember. What kind of juice was that I had?
Cranberry grape.
Cranberry grape. And so I think we're good to go, but I have to go to the bathroom, but that goes with the territory, as you know, but that's just a part of it. So we're turning now and heading to the camp. I may record just a little bit more. Oh wow, there's a field out there, and there's probably 20 Canadian geese just standing out in the field in the rain. But again, the area we're running in is really rural as far as country. I mean, there are houses, quite a bit of houses here and there, but a lot of livestock, just beautiful country, rolling sort of countryside, a lot of older homes as well, and it's a beautiful area, a beautiful part of Randolph County, which is a beautiful county anyway. So we will check in maybe just before the race. I will not be recording during the run. I thought about it, but with the rain, that definitely is not going to work. So I didn't even bring my mic. I'm using the recorder without the mic. So anyway, we will be checking back in.
They let you do that.
Park it across the road on red line area. Park it on the side of the road.
Yeah, they're not going to run y'all.
No, you get up and walk up here.
Yeah, if you park back here behind the back gate where we came in. I mean, it's closer, I think, to come in there to walk than it would be.
I could remember where the bus came in.
Yeah, that's what I mean, the back.
So this is what I do. I just pull off the side of the road. I don't even worry about trying to get that bus back here. We wouldn't tell
me. I would. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, I'll do that, and that way I know I'll be back here for the finish.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate you being here, but...
No, I appreciate you having me.
This is a different kind of...
I'm going to tell you, I've been out of the draft in the worst possible conditions.
You have?
Oh, man. I've had weddings that were just nighttime, snow, rain, cold, wet, and you've got no choice.
So this is no big deal?
No. No, it's not a problem. Well, the only problem is I don't get to use as much equipment as I normally would like to.
Right.
Normally I would carry two cameras with a longer lens.
Right.
But it's just too much to try to keep up with and try to stay dry.
Right.
And I'm a little bit limited, but sometimes being limited inspires creativity.
Well, I guess you do. You do more with less. Just like today, not having the wet gear. I've got, you know, what I'm going to wear will wet moisture away, but I don't have anything to repel moisture. But once you get warm, because it's going to be up around 40 degrees. 40 degrees in rain, that's not bad.
Well, the one good thing about it is if it's pouring down rain like this, I bet you run a little quicker.
Yeah.
Because you just want to get out of it.
Exactly. That's right.
So it could actually have a good effect on you. You know, if you were going out there and it was, you know, 55 degrees and birds were singing, and you might be a little bit slower.
Yeah, enjoying the scenery.
Yeah.
I think the reason it sounds so loud, though, is because it's got a metal roof.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's not.
It's not raining as hard as I think it is.
Well, we still got another hour or so.
Yeah. Well, actually, 50 minutes. Probably get out there about 15 minutes before. Try to get lined up or pretty close. Alright.
We are 10 minutes from the start, gathering in underneath the shelter. It is still raining, and looks like it's wanting to clear, but I'm going to keep my jersey wool pants on until the last minute and hand them to Cindy, and Bert's going to take some pictures to start, and then it is definitely a light drizzle, so I don't know how comfortable we'll be, but based on the way everybody else is dressed, I think I'll be okay. Or at least either I'll be okay or all of us are in trouble. So here we go. It's about 10 to 10. We're at the Victory Junction half in Randleman, Sunday, December 12th, 2010.
Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong, feeling like I don't belong. Walking around some kind of lonely cloud. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems I always wind up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me.
The one who loves me.
What I feel has come and gone before. No need to talk it out.
Talk it out.
We know what it's all about. Hanging around.
Hanging around.
Nothing to do but frown. Rainy days, Mondays, all. Get me down. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel has come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about. Hanging around. Nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me.
Okay, we've been through about 2 minutes. Took a gel at 90 minutes and thing is stuck in my throat. The last couple miles I had trouble. But we did okay. I've been finished for, I don't know, 12, 15 minutes. Took a gel, 45 minutes and 30, hour and 30. Hour and 30, the gel got stuck in my throat. And I didn't take any water after that, and that honey or whatever is just hanging in there and I cannot get it cleared out. But anyway, we ran 144 something, but very hilly. The biggest hill was at 10.1, another large one at 10.6, and then about 2 miles out there was another significant hill. But ran 144 something, don't know the official time, but I felt good. Threw in a lot of sub 8 minute mile clips or miles, and pushed it the last mile or so as hard as I could. Was passed by probably 2-3 people the last 3 or 4 miles of the race, and I passed probably 6 or 8. So definitely believe I ran a negative split. Not sure, but whenever I get the stuff loaded into Garmin Connect, I can check that and I'll give you an update. Stopped raining about halfway through it. It's still cool. I'm getting ready to change clothes before we catch the bus back to the car. Might see how I place in my age group, but anyway, I feel very pleased. I did not PR, but I think I ran within two and a half minutes of the PR, or the only other half that I've run. But with the weather the way it was and as hilly as it was, I feel very good about the race. I did break 1:45, which I wanted to do, and on the hilly course, and again this type of day, it's I just feel very, very pleased. So we're going to get changed. I'll give you an update later and some reflection on how this all looks. You're listening to the 20 Minute Runner, episode 77. We're covering the Victory Junction, Brenda Victory Half Marathon in Randleman, North Carolina. I think I'll close out the this particular episode of the podcast by just sharing what I have discovered about the race, the results, and just some very brief insights or observations, might be a better way to put it, relative to the half marathon. It is the day after. Today is the 13th of December, Monday. It's about 12:23 right now, and I am in the office. It's around lunchtime, so I thought I'd take just a few minutes and share some observations and some thoughts. When I got done yesterday, I had taken a gel at 45 minutes into it, one before actually, 15 minutes before, one at 45 minutes, which was the, let's see, the regular gold, and then I took it an hour and a half, another one, caffeine at 45 minutes, strawberry, and then I took a regular gold stinger at an hour and a half. And for some reason, toward the last 3 minutes, maybe, I had taken a very small amount of water. Everywhere we stopped, there was a small amount of water, not a whole lot. But it was not enough to adequately wash that down, and that honey got in my windpipe a little bit. And the last 3 minutes or so, I was getting that feeling where it's wanting to close it up. And not to the point that it was, I think, affecting my running, but I knew that I was not comfortable. So when I finished, I could hardly talk. And all day yesterday, I had a little bit of congestion in my throat, and also the windpipe area felt irritated where I had coughed. I think the honey definitely went down the wrong spot. It might have been because I had nothing to wash it down with, because I took it, I felt okay, and then later I started having issues as it was in my mouth and started to try to get rid of it. But anyway, the race, I thought, turned out real well. I did go back and look on their website, and I will put all this information. If you go to the blog and look on the right-hand side at the Buckeye link where I do list what I've done in my runs, you can go back on the 12th of December and see the information that I'm going to be sharing with you. I feel good about it. I missed PRing by 42 seconds, the official time. My official time, chip time, which to me is the official time, not the clock time, but the official time was 1:43:11, and that averaged out to 7:52 a mile, which was not quite what I needed to do in order to break an hour and 40 minutes, but I knew that was a long shot, and I knew PRing was not a long shot, but was a possibility. But I did want to share my splits with you. It was very congested at the start. I only got in a 9:04 to begin. The second one, 7:52. My fastest was the third mile in 7:28. And then I'll just read these out quickly. 8 minutes, 7:58, 7:48, 7:36, 7:44, 7:47, 7:41, 8:02, 7:52, and 7:36. And then I ran 7:14 for the last .2. I was pretty much sprinting at that point. Official chip time, 1:43:11. I came in 33rd out of 306, 32nd out of 161 males, 18th out of 178 masters, 17 out of 170 male masters, 6 of 28 in my age group for males, 45 to 49, and 13th of 68 out of males, 40 to 49, and I felt good. There were heels at 10.1, 10.6, and then closer toward the end, within the last mile and a half, there was a significant heel as well, but the 10.1 heel was a monster. Bigger than the one I run behind the house, and 10.6 was substantial. Not as heel, not as the incline was not as great, but it was longer. So I did slow a little bit going up the long hills. That's inevitable. You can't maintain the same pace, but I did maintain the same turnover. The chi worked really, really well. I finished strong and felt good throughout the entire race. Felt like at times I could have gone faster, but some of the quicker miles for me, the 736, I ran that twice, and a 728, that's pretty quick, and 741. So there were times when I was hitting or going faster than I needed to break the 1 hour, 40 minute barrier. But again, started out slowly because of the congestion of the crowd, and just didn't quite get there, but again, 143.11, I'm very, very pleased with that, within 42 seconds of my PR. So this is only my second one. Can I break my PR? Yeah, I definitely can. On a day where the hills are not as bad on another course, I think if it had been the course that I ran last time, Cannonball, last year in Greensboro, that course is not as hilly. I believe I might have been able to do it there. But also the weather was a factor. It was 40 degrees and a serious drizzle when we started, and it rained throughout probably three-fourths of the race. It ended up not being so much a factor, though, as we got going. I did get warm, and I dressed appropriately for the event. My legs got a little cool, but overall I felt very, very good. Actually took my gloves off to take my first gel at 45 minutes. Took one of them off and ended up realizing, you know what, my hands are warm, so I took off both gloves and held those through the end of the race. Bert was there. He wanted to take the bus back to our car or his car and ride out on the course and take some photos along the course. There would have been some good spots because there were some long straightaways that he could have done that. But unfortunately, the bus did not run again until after the 5K was over. So it would have been too late, really, to have gotten much going on that end. And they were not allowing people to leave during that time. So he didn't get any pictures there, but he did get some at the beginning and at the ending. And also they took photographs, of course, professionally. I may or may not buy a photograph, I don't know. Probably won't, particularly since Bert took some photos, but I will post the pictures that he took. I will post those at the blog under the race photos that I've been keeping for, at least photos of myself. Appreciate the encouragement that I got from several of you, some emails ahead of time. Steven, Randy, others, wishing me luck, etc. I appreciate that so much. And overall, it just turned out well. The chi, I am very, very pleased with the way that worked. I did not feel overly tired. You're going to feel a little tired pushing yourself like that for that far, but I felt good. I really did. And felt stronger than I thought that I might, because I had not felt well in the days leading up to it, and I think that may have affected my time also. Just haven't felt well, but I'm feeling a little better now. But I slept good last night. Today I'm feeling good, other than my hamstrings are a bit sore. Not terrible, but a little bit sore. Other than that, and just feeling a sense of relaxed physical, how do you say that? I just feel relaxed physically because of the effort, but I feel very good. One issue I did have was after the thing was over, I felt nauseous, as I do on a lot of hard efforts. My stomach wasn't upset, but I felt nauseated. We did go eat pancakes. I had to force myself to eat two pancakes with some sausage and bacon and eggs. Didn't eat all the eggs. And then last night, I just ate some soup, canned soup, that was it. And today, I've had a little bit of cereal and two very small turnovers that we took to an event that I was a participant in this morning. Getting ready to go to K&W, that's a cafeteria. Probably going to eat some vegetables, drink some tea, maybe some bread, and hopefully things will be better. My stomach, I feel better today. But the only thing bothering me right now, my throat's a little scratchy and my hamstrings are sore. So, I'm very happy with the results and very happy with the Qi running and very happy with what I did. I think on a less hilly course, particularly when the major hill comes at 10.1 miles and 10.6, the two biggest hills are there, and the first one was very substantial. A less hilly course, weather that was a little more cooperative, I think I could have PR'd, but you can't PR every time you go out. I know that. You can't, and that's okay. But I do think that I will break 142 before it's over. May get down below 140 eventually, but I don't know. I mean, I'll be 48 my next birthday, so we will see. But the training definitely helped. I felt good on the hills, even though, you know, you run slower there. I pressed up them, and I was getting a little bit winded at the very top, the first one especially, but never felt like I had to stop. Never felt like I wanted to stop. I just felt really, really good. Also, the recording that you heard, or the portion of recording just before the race began, not immediately before, but a few minutes before that, was Bert and I. We were sitting in a room in the craft building, actually, me and Bert, Cindy and her parents, and Bert and I were just talking, and it was raining fairly hard. That's one reason the quality of that audio has been compromised, because of the rain hitting the metal roof, and we joked about that it's not really raining that hard, it just sounds like it, but it was. And it was raining a fairly good clip whenever we started the race, but I do, again, thank Bert for being there. Incidentally, I don't know that he'll put the photographs from the race on his website. I haven't checked, and I don't know that he will, but he might. But if you are interested in a good photographer for weddings particularly, you might want to check out his website, Bert Reed, R-E-E-D.com, Bert, B-E-R-T, Reed.com. And you can see some of the work that he's done, and his photographs are just, they're very, very good, and he's very, very good at what he does. So you might want to check that out, and I'll try to remember to put another link in the post for this episode, number 77, as well, that you might connect with him if you're in North Carolina. I know he does go a little further than North Carolina as well to do weddings, but it was good to have Bert there, and again, I'm sorry it didn't work out for him to get out on the course, but it was just one of those days when logistically it just didn't work out, but I do appreciate him being there. And I did want to record a little bit of him. The only thing I wish is that someone had taken a picture of me and him. I'd love to include that in this blog as well, and also I would love to include a photo of me and him in the pictures at the section of the blog where I have the race photos. That would have been neat to have had a picture of him and even myself there, but maybe next time, if there is a next time. But Bert, if you're listening, again, I appreciate it. And you know, if you want to check out a great photographer, someone you can look to for weddings particularly, just check him out, BertReed.com. So, thank you for going with me on this journey. I appreciate you being along, appreciate your interest. You can go to my Facebook account and should be able to find some pictures. And again, go to the blog and you can see the pictures from the race. I will have those posted as soon as they're all available there at the blog. The blog address is 20minuterunner.blogspot.com, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. Send me an email at 20minuterunner@gmail.com. And at the blog also there's a monthly survey. There are photographs not only of me and races I've done, but of people who listen, such as yourself. Send me a picture, send me a race report, send me an MP3 or a WAV file, and I will be glad to include that in an upcoming episode. You can listen to every episode at the player at the top of the blog page. If you're going back, some of you have mentioned going back and listening to earlier episodes. That would be great for you to do that if you want to do that. And I may go back and listen to the one where I discussed the half marathon from October of 2009 and see what my thoughts were then compared to now. But anyway, send me an email and check out the blog. And again, thank you for being with me. I look forward to talking with you again in 7 to 10 days. Until then, as always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. And we'll talk to you then. See ya. Bye-bye.